You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. twitch.tv/TIGHEFIGHTERX1. That's twitch.tv/TIEFighterX1.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Streamer Spotlight series, episode number 14. I am one half of the Fighter X1 gaming host crew here. If this is your first show, we're going to start out with some streaming news. We're going to then move on to our guest. In the end, we will turn questions over to you guys in chat. If you have a question, remember to tag Fighter X1 Gaming so we can keep track of your questions. Tonight, we are joined by Rabble Rods. He's an Xbox console streamer who streams on DLive. Tonight, we're going to learn all about him and how he got started. What streaming advice he has for other streamers, especially ones just starting out. So with that, we will get started, and we will see you in just a moment.
Jesus Christ.
All right, it's almost midnight. Time to get off the computer.
Dad, stop!
What are you doing? What are you dressed like right now?
Dad!
What is that? You got half of your titty popping out. Disgusting. Got 7 minutes. Off the fucking computer.
Dad, stop.
I want to blister that ass.
Well, hello, I am TIE Fighter X1, the other half of the Fighter X1 gaming host. Yeah, top content right there, guys. Sorry about that. Our guest tonight who's joining us is Rabble Rods. How are you doing tonight, dude?
What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's doing great. I'm having a stellar night on this hot Sunday.
Hot Sunday, huh?
Excellent.
So explain what your channel is, what it means to you, and a little bit about who you are and then like when you stream.
Okay. So, my name is Rabble. I stream on DLive. It's dlive.tv/rabblerods. And, I stream Monday from 10 PM until 1 AM, Wednesday, 10 PM until 2 AM. And then Saturdays 10 to 2 as well. I do a variety of stuff. I know we do multiplayer Mondays on Monday. We do, Wednesdays is like Wicked Wednesdays, where we play some weird stellar game that nobody's ever heard of that's like a dollar in the store. And then Saturdays is just us wrapping up whatever games we've started that we haven't quite finished yet. That's pretty much what I do, man.
Awesome, awesome. I want to thank you again for being on the show. So just kind of catch you up. We are going to go over some streaming news first, and then we'll talk more about you if that's good with you.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's awesome.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, for sure. So don't forget, chat, if you have any questions for Rabble Rod, we will get to them in the last 15 minutes. Make sure you tag Fighter X1 Gaming, and we will get that question inserted into the document that we have, and we'll get those questions asked for you. All right, so last week we saw that Shroud moved to Mixer. However, when Ninja moved, it was a big deal. Ninja's channel was no longer available. When you went to his direct site, it said, "I'm sorry, this princess is located in another castle." However, with Shroud's move, Twitch is stating, "Good luck, have fun." What do you think that means overall? Is Twitch combats Mixer as a whole? And what message do you think that Twitch is trying to send to Mixer now that they mishandled Ninja's departure? I actually wanted to watch that video as well. Let me grab that while you talk about that a little bit.
So what I think what they're doing is they realize that when they took such an aggressive approach with Shroud leaving, or with Ninja leaving, that they saw the combative news with everybody and what everybody was saying about Twitch and the things that they were doing. And they took a different approach with Shroud and said, "Well, we'll pump the brakes here. We're going to actually bring that back and congratulate him on the move and say good luck and show that we're still that family oriented platform that we had strived to be since the beginning." But I feel like there's going to be some hostility a couple months down the road as we see more and more people leaving. I know there was another one that left too, right? Goliathan or whatever, he ended up making the switch as well. So I think we're going to see where Twitch is going to go, "Wait a minute, this is no good anymore," and they're going to take another combative run at people.
Very true. Zaz, do you want to go ahead and talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think that they are going to need to completely rethink their strategy, especially with like Mixer's being a little more aggressive against them and some of the other platforms. I know so Mixer's lowered their subscription prices down to $4.99, just like Twitch, and I believe they were like a $6 subscription before that. Do you think that the move is to be more compelling to Twitch users, or do you think that the Shroud and Ninja being on the platform will draw in more users? Or do you think that it'll escalate the platform battle? Kind of what do you think their line of thinking is with lowering the subscription price?
So a lot of the things I see is actually a lot of people making the switch to Mixer now that they're starting to become a platform that are pulling large members, that are making adjustments for the streamer, for the viewer, for the subscriber, as they move towards a future that's trying to outdo Twitch and build their name. I think you're going to see a lot of different changes where maybe payouts come sooner. Maybe it's easier to catch affiliate. Maybe to become a partner is an easier run than what people are used to. And that's going to be an easier push. And they're just going to keep making these gradual steps to becoming something that's a little bit different and a little bit easier to run to try and pull people in.
What do you think Twitch needs to do to maybe be a little more proactive? Because I know it seems like to me like they're just trying to play catch up with Mixer at this point.
So for anybody who knows me from the community that's in the happens to be here or has talked to me prior about my feelings on Twitch, Twitch I think lacks the ability of giving the viewer a reason to stick around, if that makes any sense. I understand that that's a streamer thing, like you're supposed to be there for the streamer. But sure. I can't see being on Twitch, and this is actually why I had left Twitch, was for someone to donate $3, it cost them $6. That's very not user-friendly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make much sense to me, right? So they're lining their pockets with the viewer's money, and the streamer is catching 50%, which, and to break it down a little bit more than that, the problem I have is the $100 minimum payout. So if somebody donates you $30 and then everybody else donates $1 and this and that and the other thing, but 30 days goes by from that initial donation, it falls off to the wayside and goes to Twitch's pockets. And so with that, it's kind of, I'm very like about the user and about the viewer. And I feel like they're not viewer friendly. They're more platform friendly for themselves. So in my opinion, they'd have to make an adjustment where their subscriptions change, their biddies change. I understand that they've been around a long time and people don't really complain about this kind of stuff very often, but that's something that I see from like third party looking at.
Okay.
So just to back up a second there. So you stated that if you don't get that within 30 days, it falls off. It actually doesn't fall off though. It's concurrent. It's $100 concurrent. So if it takes you 6 months to make that $100, you still get that $30. It just took you 6 months to get it.
Oh, because the way it's laid out, or I don't know, maybe it's changed as of recent, but I know when it was laid out, it was all based on a 30-day structure.
And it's still based on a 30-day structure. You have to hit $100 within that 30 days, but it's that 30 days plus whatever you've made prior to that.
Okay. So it does stick around then. Cause I know there's no way to like, for anybody who's ever, I'm sure you guys have checked your payouts. If you've ever, you know, when you receive them or anything else, for any of the little guys out there, even the math is hard to follow sometimes based on biddies, based on follow, you know, based on your subs. It's a tough like algorithm to type in and figure out. Okay. I know when I got my first one, it was like for $136 and I did the math based on what was there and it was, I couldn't even get to 100, you know what I mean? I couldn't get there. So right. It's a difficult thing to work, to plan for, you know what I mean? If you're trying to figure something out or a way to push for it, makes it a little bit more difficult.
For sure. All right. I think I got that video loaded up. Let's try to jump over there and watch that real quick. Maybe.
Okay, I'm not sure where I'm going with this full-time streaming yet. Let's just start. See where it goes. All right.
Human.
ATK. ATK. Down one, down two.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Go.
Good
job.
Dude, that was insane. That was insane.
Nice.
Send it.
Hey.
Hands up.
Everybody hands up. Hunter J. We did it.
Holy sh.
Shroud is hosted here with 30,317 viewers? What?
You could gift a sub. You could gift this. Boom. Someone could just come by and literally just gift 100 subs just like that. There you go. 100. Just boom. And that can happen to anyone at any given second.
Holy moly. Shroud. Oh my god.
That's like one.
This is gonna help her medical bills.
I don't want the first thing you guys see to be.
Where the fuck I am?
Just go.
You being ridiculous.
Just go. Just do it.
Life, what in the world?
Look at all the subs. You guys are incredible, dude.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Fuck.
You guys, you're gonna make me pass out.
Shroud, thank you very much.
Holy moly, Shroud! Yes, look at the subs!
Thanks so much. I cannot say it enough. I cannot thank you guys enough. I love you all.
So yeah, I know we touched on that already, but I kind of want to go back after we watch the video. I wanted to point out that like Shroud to me is a class act, first of all. And one of the great streamers on Twitch that there was. And to me, it almost seemed like Shroud was a lifer on Twitch. Like I never saw this move coming from Shroud to jump over to Mixer, especially with the community he had on Twitch. So Ninja going over, like Ninja is like your celebrity, right? Like he's all about the limelight, the spotlight. But Shroud was strictly just gaming, and he grew that community just because he was a gamer, not necessarily because he was super entertaining, but he was just a genuine, loving, caring guy. So let's touch real quick back on Shroud's move to Mixer. What you and what you think about Twitch, you know, changing up how they treated the situation as well.
So looking at everything, like I've watched the video. I watched his trailer on his move. I've watched, you know, people's different reactions to his move and stuff like this. And he definitely did the right thing with how he ran his channel and what he did with his viewers and what he did with his fame, we'll call it. He definitely did the right thing with it. And I think maybe Twitch is analyzing that and saying, okay, well, he did the right stuff for everybody else. Maybe we should take a step to do the right thing for him. But at the same time, I think, you know, Twitch is still a business and they, you know, what do they say? Bad gas travels fast in a small town. So if they came out another combative thing towards anybody, they, you know, it's just going to spread like wildfire, and people are going to say, wow, they don't really care that, you know, what they did while they were there. It's the fact that they're not there anymore is the bigger problem.
Awesome. Awesome. So prior to the stream starting, we saw the Twitch streamer Shy Bear. And a video that she was told she was going to get her rear end blistered if she continued to stream. Some people question whether some of these acts are being staged. What's your thoughts on, you know, staging some of these things that that Twitch streamers are at least being accused of.
So,
tread lightly.
I'm not the most sensitive guy, right? Like, that's anybody that knows me. I'm pretty just here it is, and that's what it is. A lot of people, when you go to their streams, right, everybody's looking for the attention. Everybody's looking to be the next best thing. Everybody's looking for the clip of the day, the thing that's going to go viral. So if they can stage an event that's going to cause that to happen, that seems realistic, they're going to do it. Right. That's just something that people are going to do in order to make that, you know, if they can get their name out there 50,000 times versus 500 times just by having a situation like that, they're definitely going to take that and run with it. Am I saying it was staged? No. Am I saying it could be? Yes. Am I saying that people are doing it to benefit their channel and themselves? Absolutely.
Awesome.
So Twitch's free games for November have been released. If you're an Amazon Prime member and you have your Prime membership linked with Twitch, make sure you give this channel a sub while you're at it. You can download the following game news. Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition, Planet Alpha Turmoil, Sword Legacy Oman, and Double Cross. What's your take on Amazon or Twitch giving out free games each month?
So I know for me, I use a lot of, like for my streams, I use a lot of Game Pass. I use a lot of games with gold. I'm all about the budget gaming. That's my thing. I feel like for everybody who goes out there and is like, I'm going to do the next best thing and I'm going to spend $120. I'm going to do this and that. I think it's great to see a bigger company saying, well, here's some free stuff. You know, utilize it in any way that you can. It might be stuff you've never played before, which is super cool. I'm a big fan of variety streaming. I'm a big fan of people who do it because I think it doesn't encapsulate you into a certain aspect. Mm-hmm. And I will say Darksiders, the whole series is excellent, by the way. So if you're, I'm glad to see that made the list because it's very good. So the other three I'm not too familiar with, but it's not to say I wouldn't give it a try or anything like that. Like, I'm all about throw it up there and see what happens. If it's great, it's great. If it's terrible, well, we rage quit and that's the end of that.
Are you familiar with the Twitch streamer Amarith? I can never pronounce her name.
I heard about this.
Okay, so she lost over 300,000 followers. It appears to be mostly Twitch bots that were following her after her big slip up on stream, and then she gets suspended. What's your take on the suspension she met after showing her nether regions to thousands of people live on stream and the disciplinary action she had to follow, plus the drop off of followers after that?
So I've been trying not to have the same slip while we're here. So make sure that didn't happen tonight, as I have had similar occurrences. That's why I had to leave Twitch now. I think, like I said, I'm treading lightly in this. The things that are staged versus not staged versus quote unquote not knowing, you need to meet repercussions, because then the not knowing excuse could work for literally every the sun. And so, oops, I didn't know is not a valid answer for this. It's a business. You have to uphand it like that.
I can't
that.
Show that on stream?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Hey, no, can you do me a quick favor? Your Discord settings, your volume, you're being clipped out.
Oh, God. God, how do I do that?
So you should have a little settings bar or settings cog in the bottom left-hand corner. Voice and video, yep. Turn that slider down some.
Which slider? There's like this one? How's that one? Is that one better?
If it's the audio one, we'll find out. The noise gate one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Should say voice activity, I believe.
That one's just selected. Should it automatically determine my sensitivity, or should I?
Yeah, unselect automatic, and then you should have the slider.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. How about this?
Let's While we wait, Almighty Taco Man would like to know where he could see that clip.
Google.
How's that? Am I better? I know I'm a loud guy. So am I better?
We'll see. I think so.
Okay, cool. All right, so I just take it down a notch. Don't yell.
No. It was clipping out. If you were louder, it would be better.
Oh, turn it up.
Get loud.
Oh yeah. God, dude, you're asking. Dude, that's the wrong thing to say. All right, so let's do this. Is that better?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's probably better. Maybe this a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, good. I'm glad. Yeah. See.
All right.
Like I said, when we started, I'm not technologically advanced. I'm old school.
Hey, no worries.
All right. But yeah, I think with the reprimandation that's happening, I think it's allotted. I think she will probably wear more clothing next time. My thought. You're probably right.
I don't.
It's making me reconsider my outfits, but
I know, right?
So, Pokimane has teased that she may be moving platforms, or is she? She's announced she's signing a contract, but has kind of left everybody in the dark. Is she moving to Mixer, or is she moving somewhere else? She's currently the number one streamer on Twitch. What do you make of her announcement? If she does move, do you think it would hurt the Twitch platform overall, or what's your take?
Brutally honest, I have no idea who that is.
Me neither.
I have no idea. However, now you're going to get into this whole thing where, just to sidebar that, where is it just going to be everybody that's real big is going to go, well, I could be going somewhere else. Give me a reason to stay or give me a reason to leave. Right. I'm not into all that. I don't like to play the politics of platform for platform or any of that crap. Like, just make a decision, stick with it, and back your platform. There's no reason to not, if you're going to believe in a platform, believe in the platform. Don't, you know, granted, if anybody out there is watching, I would like some huge payout to move. That's fine. But realistically, if you're going to play company for company, it's not going to work out in the end because you're just going to piss everybody off and then nobody's going to care anyways.
True enough. So speaking of moving platform to platform, we saw Ninja sign with Microsoft in the middle of quarter three. Now Shroud is joining in the beginning of quarter four. Do we think we'll be seeing another big move from Mixer coming up?
I would be surprised if another one was made right now. I think realistically they're going to ride out the holiday season, push whatever they need to that way. You're probably going to see changes for Sparks, changes for Embers, like that kind of stuff. But I think as far as pulling other streamers, I think it's going to be, they're going to hope that they created a wave that's going to push people there on its own, and ride it out that way. Realistically, that's the way I see it playing. Yeah.
So you think the next one would come in the beginning of quarter one then?
I would say midway through quarter one, right? February. Probably February we'll see something.
Do you want to go on record who you think it'll be?
So if I had to take my pick, I'm actually going to go with Nick Merckx.
Oh, okay.
He's actually my pick. He's not over the top huge, but he's got a really big following, and he plays with like Tim. He plays with Action Jackson. He plays with Wildcat. He plays with all those guys. So to see him make that move could create a rip that brings everybody in at the same time.
Awesome. All right, so let's switch the focus then. Let's switch it over to you. How long have you been streaming? Why did you get into streaming? What's your goals, both short and long?
So I started February of this year. I am fresh to the game. I've talked to people who've been doing this for 3 years, 5 years, 2 months, a week. You know, I've scoured everybody's, you know, with the community that we have, which is Sport 4 Shameless Plug.
Oh, no, we'll get into that in a minute. Don't worry.
No. People come through that have been doing it for 5 years. And to know that I'm fresh to the game in February, and my long-term goal is to just, Dude, I would like nothing more than to stop selling cars and literally just do this all the time. Even if it's not me streaming, at least boosting other people's streams, trying to get their numbers up, things like that. I'm a huge believer in supporting the, you know, the support. Anybody that follows, give them a follow, check out their content, do all that. Spread that love around more than anything. So that's actually the long and short of it. Both goals are virtually the same. Everybody grows. Everybody gets their what they're looking for, whether it's you want to become an affiliate, you want to become a partner, you want to make some dough, whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, it's a business. You got to look at it that way.
So you stated there, you know, if somebody follows you, go give them a follow. That seems a little follow for follow, and I don't knock it. You know, it, for some people it works, and especially if you're trying to hit those milestones to say get to affiliate. But if you're just dropping people follows and not actually showing up in their streams, is that still worth it?
Now, you missed the tag in there. It was, you know, follow them and then check out their content, because okay. There is actually an unfollow button as well. but I know, like, with everybody's stream schedules, so like mine's 3 days a week. If somebody comes in and obviously they're not live when they're going to follow me, I'm one of those people that I don't keep a notebook of like, oh, so-and-so did this, and then right. I go check them. Fuck you. I'll hit them with that follow, you know, ring the bell, do all that fun stuff. And then when they go live, check them out. If it's something I'm not really that interested in, then I'm back off of it. You know what I mean? It's sure. something you have to utilize for yourself. It's like someone saying, oh man, you should watch, you know, Grey's Anatomy. It's great, but it's Tuesday at 6 and Grey's is not. So you have to ride that out anyways.
Sure.
It's kind of the same aspect.
I like the notebook thing. You're like, you know, oh, this person watched me for 15 minutes. Let me make sure I hop in his channel for 15 minutes.
Yeah, no,
let's
it's not
make
bad.
It 16 minutes.
Keep a dossier on your chatter.
And like I said, unfollowing is not a bad thing. People like look at this thing like, oh, I lost 2 followers, and they like freak out. And it's like, no, maybe they just didn't enjoy your stuff, man. It's sure. cool. People have preferences. You know, you have to understand you're not going to cater to everybody. Because if you're trying to, oh my God, walk away now.
Right. Yeah. Your content's not for everybody. That's for sure.
I just assume they passed away. They can no longer follow.
How did they unfollow you?
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
This just got dark. So how did you come up with the name Rabble Rods?
Oh boy. So it was originally Rabble Rods Garage. So I turn wrenches outside of streaming and selling cars. We do a lot of resto stuff for old stuff, 60s, 70s, 50s, 40s, anything. Anything oh, with awesome. A carburetor, I'll touch. like Rabble Rousers is what we call our car club. And it's just people who make a lot of noise, and it's usually political based, but we just skip over that. And it's just a crowd of just loud, obnoxious people. All of us have pipes that stick out of our fenders, out of our old stuff, and shoot flames, and it's super cool and awesome. And so that was, you know, we had the Rabble Rousers, and then so I was like, okay, well, Rabble Rod's Garage is what I do outside of here. It's where I, what I call the shop that we do. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll just pin the two together, because originally I was just going to stream that stuff. And then I'm like, wow, I do not have half the equipment to do this shit with. Excuse me. So we took it into, and then everybody was like, oh, Rabble Rod's Garage is so long. So I'm like, okay. So then it was Rabble, and then it was Rabble Rods, which you can change for 30 days. So now we're here. So it still has that car feel, still loud and obnoxious as a group of people. And it's just, it's evolved into just a lot of yelling at this point. Been pure frustration in most games, because I'm awful at gaming. I am never going to be MLG. I'm never going to do any of that. I was first round Elim in my tournament. So
nice.
Hoorah.
that's me as well. Mediocre, average gaming at best.
Yep. I love it.
I hope I'm not the best gamer here. I know I'm not, but so a little while ago, I think I caught you maybe started out on Twitch when you started streaming. Is that, did yep. I get that right?
Yes.
So when did you make the move to DLive? And maybe you could just, because I don't know a lot about DLive, maybe you just kind of kind of tell us about why you chose that over, say, Mixer.
Okay, so I started out on Twitch. Let's start there. I was a console streamer. I didn't have any of this that we see. I didn't have a mic or a cam. I didn't have nothing. I was like, all right, I'm just going to fire for it. And I did 3 months of two viewers, one being me and one being my best friend. And it was great. then I'm like, you know what? I want to evolve. So I got a cam. And then that was, you know, whatever. And I still did the console thing. And then I started getting into Discord. And I joined a couple communities, met some people, and I met our good buddy Diehard, Diehard underscore M, who
he's in chat. He's like, I made a move.
Yeah, Diehard, you get all the credit. So Diehard had been trying to join a community where D Live get noticed. And so and everybody kept promising him this and that and the other thing, but that's another story. So he's like, you should try DLive. You should try DLive. I had been plateauing on Twitch. I was stuck at a viewership. It was awful. And then I went over to DLive and I started spending some time over there and realizing that their viewership and their care for the viewers is exactly what I'm looking for. And so I just said, all right, I'm going to do this. I set it all up. I literally took slobs, copy and pasted everything to OBS Studio and fired it up and said, all right, we're making a move. The hell with it. Let's go. And we did. And honestly, I could never see myself going. It's been an awesome adventure and an awesome ride.
So you use you were using slobs.
Yes.
But that's not compatible with DLive then?
Mm-mm. It completely is. It's just super heavy on your PC if you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So OBS Studio is much, much easier on my sweet pre-build HP thing. I don't speak computer, so it's the thing with it's black and green. It just does this.
It's Rebel Bots of that, right?
it sounds insane. Like it was pretty easy then to make that transition. And I wanted to add, we were talking before stream that when we do go over and check out his channel, guys, it's as simple as entering your Twitch credentials. You don't have to make a new account or anything for DLive when we go check him out after the show.
Yeah, it's super easy and super user friendly. It's not like, you know, you don't have to verify 3,000 things to. It's great.
So let's talk about some of your viewership over on DLive and some of the currency differences and stuff, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So what is viewership like over on DLive first?
So DLive is a smaller platform. It's up and coming. They're doing a lot. You know, PewDiePie kind of, that's where he went and it blew up from there. You see more and more every day of people joining. But like I said, when I was on Twitch, I plateaued at around 11, 12. I've peaked over there in the 60s before.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah, it's been a good ride. The cool thing about DLive is they actually just kind of, I don't know what their algorithm is for it. Yeah, I haven't quite dug that deep into it. But they do like a really nice feature on the homepage where I know Twitch does like the slider thing and all that. DLive, I feel like I'm making you guys blink out by moving. I'm a very handsy guy. But yes. Take that how you want.
I don't like that we're all sharing a desk right now.
No, but viewership has been actually through the roof. I've been over there 3 months now, 3.5 months, maybe. Well, today's November, what, 3rd? Yeah, so this is month 4 we've entered over there. I believe. Math's not my strong suit. Anyways, and we're like 150 followers or so. It took me from February up until my Switch. Actually, just after I made the Switch, I hit 200 followers on Twitch. So it's been a much smoother ride, a much more vast ride. And one thing that I've noticed is it's a lot more like you get a lot more random viewers or people that pop in and say, hey, what's going on? How's everything going? Bah, 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 bah. And the community itself is very helpful in every way. It's so non-volatile, which is weird sometimes because I'm used to, it almost seems like streamers and gamers are very about themselves, whether you want to take that as a good thing or a bad thing. That's what you see. And the D Live community is very non-volatile that way. They're very like, oh, hey, man, your OBS needs, you know, make sure you do this. Or, you know, when I was getting everything set up, people would come in and I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm having trouble with this. And people will just answer the questions. It's amazing. It's so weird to see that.
Nice. All right, so we answered that. I see, because I thought you were, because you sit on your couch when you stream the DLive, I thought that there was a way for to console stream to DLive, but you're actually using OBS, and you just got a really big TV.
So, yeah, that's the big comfy couch. That's where we sit. It's great. I love it. Everything's on a 10-foot extension cord, USB extension from the PC over. They are experimenting right now, I know. So DLive has, like, the DLive teams, like the CEOs, all that. They actually stream on DLive and let you know they have, like, weekly roundups and monthly things of what they're doing. And they've actually been experimenting with console streaming. They're working their way through it right now to make it more console friendly, so you don't need a capture card. You don't need any of that stuff to do it. They're working their way towards there at a rapid pace. It's something we didn't think we'd see for a while, and it seems to be rapidly approaching based on the announcements that we've heard. So,
and so you mentioned before we started the stream, you mentioned something about lemons, I think. Do you,
this is where this is where I'd probably end up phoning a friend, because I'm probably gonna donkey this like badly. It used to be Leno, and now it is going to Lemons, because Leno is becoming an IDA, which is like a currency like Bitcoin. Okay, let's put it like that. So you'll be actually able to pay for things with Leno, and Leno's stake is like stocks in the company and all this kind of stuff. So they're making that move to make it like a real currency from the streaming platform. So you could essentially cash out your Leno at, you know, you just boop it through in the stock market or whatever it is they do, and it's acceptable currency in the vast world.
So outside of, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask, please.
Cut me off. I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah.
Outside of streaming, were you involved with cryptocurrency at all?
I've done a lot of research on it. I'm not over the top familiar on how it exactly works. I feel like there's a lot of background there that's stuff that's way too advanced for me to even comprehend. But I've you know, funny, being in the car business, we actually have seen dealerships that accept Bitcoin as down payments for vehicles.
Okay.
So it's definitely, it's interesting that the world is coming to a thing where virtual currency, which granted paper currency doesn't really mean jack anyways, we just give it a value.
Right.
But so it's funny to see something that's virtual taking that same path.
So when you get Twitch payout, right? How exactly, like Twitch payout goes straight to my bank account, right? That I set up for my channel, so I make sure I'm not paying bills with the same money that I'm getting for Twitch. I like to put my own money back into the streams. But for this example, like, how do you withdraw that money, you know?
Okay. So it's actually, that's a really easy question. I'm glad you asked me that one. So the currency is, we'll just call it Leno because that's what it was up until like 2 weeks ago. So you would purchase Leno, and it's, I think it's 0% taken out. But anyway, so you purchase Leno, you donate it to me. I can actually keep that in a wallet and donate that to Diehard if I go over to him. Or, and then he can take it and donate it to wherever or back or whatever else happens. It essentially just floats around in there, going wherever. And then if you hit 4,250 lemons, which is, you know, they call it the Leno, now it's lemons, so we'll call it Leno, yeah. 4,250 is right around $55. You can cash out, that's the minimum you can cash out, it's 4,250. So you can cash out every $55 and they take 0%. Okay. Each lemon is worth 0.012. So you just take, you know, 4,250. That's why you get $55, right? because everything is 0.1 or 0.012.
Okay.
So that's where you're gathering that.
Awesome.
So yeah, it all just floats around and it's super awesome because like you can come in and I can put it in the chest and then pop, it's called chest popping. So you push this thing and it actually, whoever claims it, it'll give them Lino back.
That's kind of cool that it just kind of floats around. Because I kind of wish that bits in Twitch would do that as well. Like if somebody donated me bits, I would prefer like they just go into an account and I could donate them back to somebody else. But yeah, that doesn't work. But hey, at least now we can hook it up to never run out. We just replenish it every month, right?
So you choose when to take that payout then once you hit the $55. Is that?
Yeah, even if you...
So you could let it build up?
Yeah, you can let that build up to however you want, or you could never take the payout. It doesn't matter. It just stays in your little Lino bank. And like I said, you can, and you pay for subscriptions through that to people's channels, which are $3 on DLive. Wow. Yeah. And like I said, DLive takes 0% because it's a blockchain. So almost like PlayStation Universe used to be, where they just use a piece of your CPU to power some computer trying to do math somewhere.
So Diehard in chat said, talk about the charity payout. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious about that.
Oh, dude, Diehard, I don't remember what your exact figure was. Is that what you're talking about? The charity for Spud's Blob. So I don't remember your exact number. So throw it in there. I don't really have you pulled up. I'm trying not to pay attention to that. It's just over there, hidden behind everything. But we did a lot. Yeah, we did a charity. We had one of our community members, his house burnt down. So we did a charity event through Die Hard's channel and actually a bunch of channels throughout everything. And so we all just donated it to Die Hard. And to, because they take 0%, you're not... He's getting all of it. You know right. what I mean? It's not like right. it's like donating to PayPal where on Twitch you would get all of it. It's the same aspect where you can actually go in there and just donate to the channel and he can take the payout for the whole thing. Which was nice. So he said $40,000, which is $544.
That's amazing.
Was donated. Yeah, you know, just from people coming in and you know, going to people's you know, we all took our Lino that we had earned during our streams and just headed over there during the charity and blasted them with everything we had. And they have different setups. So I know bits are set up in what, 100, 300, 500. What's the bits? Is that what bits are?
Yeah, you purchase them in bundles. I think the least amount you can do is 250. I usually always do 1500 because it's like $20.
And then you can donate like 1, 5, 10.
You can donate. You can donate how many you want once you purchase them.
Well, I just meant in the sections, right? I don't know if they change anything.
So it tells you that you can only donate like 10 or 1. Yeah, I think it's 1. But you can actually put in whatever amount you want and it'll work.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, so ours is virtually the same way. They're just lemons, ice cream. Oh. Something. Ninjas and ninjets. Diamonds are the middle one. So they're $100, they're $1.
Oh, okay. So the different value is a different thing that they're
right.
called.
So a lemon is 1 and then an ice cream is 10. A diamond is 100. A ninjagini is 1,000, which is $10. And then a ninjet is $100, which is 100,000.
Okay. That's,
but like I said, you can accrue.
That's a lot to remember.
it's way easier to see than like me talking about it.
Thanks for the lemon. Which is funny because like coming from a car background, you know, lemons are not a good thing, right?
That was my first thought when I heard it.
So and then of course, you know, everybody has their little thing when you know, you get a lemon because it gives you the alert and it does all this stuff, and you can have gifts and same thing you can on Twitch with your alert box. And so like, you know, Die Hard does like a shiver and I've got a mother pucker face and it's just something fun to like, kind of like put that all together, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that info. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested to check it out tonight.
Yeah, DLive's definitely an interesting platform. It's been a lot of fun for sure.
So you talked a little bit about, you know, different kind of games you like to play and being into checking out new games. Is there anything coming up in the future that you're looking forward to?
So The Outer Worlds was one that I was looking forward to. I've been playing through that. Super fun. We streamed it one night, and then I like to have a little bit of something for me.
Yeah,
so that little bit of something happened to be that. Because the game is very dialogue-based, so it's not like super fun to watch, but it's super fun for me to play. So that's a little bit of me
it's
time.
It's also interactive, right? Like, the choices you make affect the outcome of the game. So, yeah, I was thinking about streaming that as well, because we played Detroit Become Human on this channel, and it went over really well with chat. So I was going to check out Outer Worlds as well, but it's super popular on Twitch right now. I was like, we'll wait for that to die down a little bit.
Yep. So one thing about The Outer Worlds that actually appealed to me is, like I said, for anybody who knows me in the chat, I hate NPCs with a passion. You can actually beat The Outer Worlds if you kill everybody. You can still complete the game and you can just ruin everybody's life and that's it. You know what I mean? Which is like super cool, because I'm so against just anybody who says anything wrong. Yeah, you're dead. It's over.
Murder hobo.
Yeah. So like RDR2, or Red Dead Redemption, I couldn't play because you kill somebody and then it gray screens you and you lose and it's awful.
Right.
So... So it's just one of those things. But in terms of what's coming up, I'm not a huge Call of Duty guy. I was looking forward to, it said, you know, everybody's panic and V's in the chat is going to give me shit for this. Ancestors, the Humankind Odyssey, where it's just like an open world as a monkey and you kind of just evolve and hope for the best with no tutorial map or anything. He played it, he said it was terrible. I want to play it still. I'll probably invest in it just because it's my kind of game with no actual storyline or any rhyme or reason. I'm all about smashing two rocks together to make one rock. You know, that's anything to do, anything that doesn't involve being told what to do, I'm in. Nice. I'm all in on that.
So when you're watching other people's content, what do you feel makes good content?
So I'm actually a firm believer in the game is the background. I'm there for the streamer. I'm there to have fun with them. I have watched some god awful streams before just because I enjoy the person that's doing it. You know, if I'm rolling through, I like to see stuff that, you know, the streamer's interactive and the streamer's having a good time. And it doesn't matter if they're playing Barbie Horse Adventure, which was one of them one time. They were achievement hunting, so...
Gotcha.
But the streamer was having a good time, and that's what I enjoy. I'm, like I said, a firm believer that the game's the background, and the streamer is the reason I'm there.
So awesome. What would you say sets you apart, then, from other streamers? Obviously, not gameplay you're not worried about.
Buddy, that's a good question. I'd love to have an answer for you. I do not. I have no idea how anyone sits through anything that I do, to be honest with you. I just try to be as energetic, pay attention to the chat, have a great time. Like I said, a lot of my stuff is treating games like they're not meant to be played. That's what I like. Like killing all the NPCs, I'm all about it. Like that's, you know, oh, I have to go on this quest to get this super cool item that's going to totally help me in the game, or I can just shoot you because you looked at me wrong. I'm going to shoot you. If I need the item, I'll find it later. Maybe if I don't, it's whatever.
That's amazing. And what do you think about like other people? So how do you Twitch? You know, DLive is a little bit smaller. There, it seems. How's discoverability over there? Like, is can you find new streamers relatively easy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it actually has the same kind of layout as Twitch in the same, you know, obviously they're based off of the same kind of situation. You can go to just chatting. You can go to, say, you like Call of Duty. You can go there and you can just filter through everybody and hang out with different people. And But like I said, I mean, I've been featured on the DLive homepage, and I've only had like, you know, 11 viewers at times, and get featured there because maybe I'm the only one playing it or whatever else. But then people start showing up because it's just, you know, oh geez, what is this on the homepage, and they go there. So it's discoverability is really easy in my opinion over there. Like it's okay. Just there's not 5,000 pages as somebody like I like to go to people who have 3 viewers. I have more fun with that than somebody who has 25,000 because I'm not going to get, if I say hi, it's gone. It's buried.
Right.
Never going to be seen. So if I jump into that person that's got 3 on Twitch is awful to get to. DLive's a little bit better. Mixers, yeah, I'm still working on that platform, trying to figure their whole scroll thing out and do all that.
Sure. So do you have a game that you specifically like fall back on? Do you have a game that you play like every week?
Recently, it's been Friday the 13th, but that's been like 3 streams.
That
I don't have anything
so
that
much
I'm like,
fun though.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge like, okay, guys, I don't know what I'm going to play, so let's just run through Apex and watch me pick stuff off the ground for the next 3 hours. Like, I'm not really into that. One, because I'm awful. Like, I suck. So that nobody wants to see that anyways. And then, like, it's if you ever see me doing a Battle Royale or BR stream, literally the title will probably be Watch Me Pick Stuff Off the Ground, because that's or Picking Stuff Up Simulator 2.0, because it is just I'm awful at it. I'm not into that, so I don't really have a game to fall back on. There's not one that I'm like, well, I'm not really doing anything, so we'll just play this. It's like, if I can't find something to play, well, I'll find something to play. It's just going to be something you've never heard of and probably terrible.
All right, so you said you started streaming in February, right?
Yes.
Of 19, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So you're almost, you're 9 months in, you're getting close to a year. What would you have told yourself prior to streaming? Like, what advice would you have given yourself?
Don't try to change the world. Just fit in with it. When I joined, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go hard. I'm going to hit it like 5 days a week, and I'm going to be super awesome, and I'm going to do 4-hour streams every night. And then like 3 weeks in, I'm like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this. I'm tired. I can't stare at the TV anymore. I'm done. And then like it cut down, and it just cut down. And now we're at 3 days a week, and it's awesome. It's like the perfect for me. It works great because I work a ton of hours. And then with the Discord thing, I do a ton of that with support for it. So I'm constantly in there working. And it's just, I don't have the time I would need to stream like every day. It's just not an option. And so one thing I would advise myself is cut it back right off the rip. Just don't do it. Just take 3 days, 4 days, maybe back then, and utilize those days. Push, sometimes less is more.
Let's put so we're nearing 10 o'clock. I'm having a really good time talking to you. I know you have prior engagements. Are we still good to keep going for a little bit?
Yeah, we're good for a little bit because I would like to get into the Discord thing if that's right.
Yeah, that's coming up. And that was a good segue there, actually. But first, before that, you stated the time in the day, right? Like, so you were streaming 5 days a week. How do you balance streaming?
Yeah, I didn't.
So you're married, right? The lovely
yep. Oh yeah.
Mrs. Rabble is in the chat popping off, talking about how much she supports you. So it's great that you have that support system behind you. I also know that you have 2 young children. So how do you balance that? The work-life stream balance, right? Because it's all about work-life balance, but then when you stream, it's like a second job. So do you want to talk about that balance a little bit?
I balance it like trash. you want the honest answer? I'm awful at it. So yeah, I work, for anybody who, you know, wasn't here earlier, I'm a car salesman. This month alone, we work 67 hours a week, with 1 day off, 8:30 to 8 o'clock at night. It's a 11 and a half hour shift. So I'm still going to be streaming. I ended up taking Saturday off, grab a little sleep. I'm good. Monday, we'll hit it hard again. Then we stream our schedule. I run the, you know, we run the Discord in the mix there, and then try to do everything else. The kids are great. They understand what I do. My daughter is involved in it thoroughly, which is nice. She's actually probably, if she's not sleeping, she's probably watching. I hope she's in bed, but you never know. She's done a couple streams with me. We made slime one time. We did some fake snow stuff. So they're all involved.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, my son is one, so he just goes to bed anyways at like 7:30, so he doesn't care what's happening as long as he's doing his thing. He doesn't care. But, I mean, when I get out of work, I get home about 8:30. I get about an hour and a half before a stream, so I try to just plug as much fun times and good times into that as I can, and that's why I do 3 days a week, because Tuesday I'll come home, I want to spend time with the family. Thursday I'm going to spend time with the family. Friday, family, and Sunday's family.
Awesome.
So it's all about just cutting down your time, making sure everything gets the allotted time that it needs, or else you'll burn yourself out and you'll burn out those things as well.
Very good advice there. Very good advice.
So speaking of your duties with your Discord, what duties. Kind of yeah, duties. what sort of importance do you place on network? Obviously, it's important to you.
So I am the worst networker you'll ever see. I am straight trash at Twitter. I am awful at Instagram. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is, like I said, I'm not technologically advanced. I don't know how anything works. I just do stuff. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, well, hell, we'll never do it again. Thank God I have a team of awesome people who teach me these things, which is awesome. The people in the Discord that we have is absolutely crazy. And they know way more than me and more than I'll ever know. I am just literally learning every day about something else that's happening, or another way to promote, or another way to do this, or another way to do that. And it's great, because I am the worst at all of that.
So do you want to go ahead and plug your Discord then?
Oh, I definitely do. These are my people.
Do we have a do we have an invite link somebody can post as well in chat?
Oh yeah, we have so we actually have a whole website dedicated to what we do, which is Support Force. It's right there, a little Subforce logo with the fist, bam. It's the family friendly logo, so yeah. It is Support Force, and what we do is we're cross platform, which is nice. It's something we have never seen in the Discord. Myself, Panic, which is Panic Code in the chat if he's here still. Marina, my wife, Mrs. Rabble, Smelters, and the Sins all kind of, you know, we had gotten together, and she's been pushing me to support and do all this stuff. And so realistically, what we do is everything hooks to Twitch. Twitch is favored amongst everything. We took it outside the lines. Panic is the dude. He built this crazy bot that you can use a command and go live no matter what platform you're on. So Mixer, YouTube, Instagram, you know, people go live on Twitter. It allows them to do DLive. Everything that you're trying to do with your platform, you can do in our Discord, which is absolutely amazing. It's something I've never seen before. I've been high ranking in other Discords and things like that. They did an awesome job with what they were doing. We just had to heighten it a little bit, and it's been a run for the money. Love it. It's been great. And like I said, we're ever growing. We peaked over 300 members now, and we haven't been around that long. It's just spreading like wildfire. It's been absolutely awesome. We have a great staff below us. A lot of them are here. You know, you interviewed Taurus, you know, QP, all those guys, Kaylee, Madly, Diehard. Everybody that we have is just such a stellar group of people to work with every day. And for our prior engagements that was mentioned, we actually have our staff meeting on Sunday nights. So it's something that we try to do just to stay a little bit human in all of this and not be just text. We do a nice meeting and kind of wrap up everything from the week and talk to each other on a family-friendly basis, which is what our Discord is very family-friendly, very Come in, you're going to get a warm welcome from a ton of people. You're going to get, I mean, it's makeup artists, it's people who do music, people who do graphics, people who stream, people who are just supporters. We have people who don't even stream or do anything. You know, they just want to be there and have a great time and meet people to play Call of Duty with or play Apex with. We have a selection for that, you know, based on platforms and everything else. It's great.
That is absolutely amazing. And that's something that we're trying to build as well. We would love to have some crossover, maybe some of the communities come together. But so you said you're over 300 people now. How did you grow so quickly?
Like I said, bad gas travels fast in a small town, buddy. word of mouth is the biggest thing you'll ever see. We took something and we made it just easy. We made it easy to do. There's a nice perk system that's involved in it. It's people hit their goals. We had a panic hit. Christ, he had affiliate on stream 3. I believe just, you know, utilizing, we've had people who join in, boom, they're affiliated, boom, they're hitting their goals. You know, we've had people who haven't, you know, not to bring money into it, but have never gotten a payout, who have now gotten payouts. Like, it's just, when you have a number of people that are willing to support and willing to put forth the effort to try and help somebody else, they're going to say, well, wait a minute, everybody came in and it was a great time. Now they're going to tell their people to, hey, go over here and join and become part of our numbers and let's make it happen. And so that's essentially what it did. We run tournaments, we run, you know, events for certain things. It's a great time. And I have everybody in the Discord to thank for it, because each and every member is absolutely amazing for what they do and what they come out for. And, you know, not to look at the chat, but Bro Zay is one of our, you ever go into Bro's A stream, that guy's just talking it up like he's, you know, we're not paying him. And he's just all about it. It's great. And a lot of the members are the same way, which is amazing to see. So it's just, you know, word of mouth is the best way to do it. Do things, do it right, take your time, and everybody will enjoy it. Don't rush into something. Don't try to be about yourself. Be about everybody else.
That's amazing for sure. I'm trying to look for the link. I want to link it one more time.
Yeah, and it's supportforce.co or supportforce.ca. Sorry, 1212. Mrs. Rabble.
There it is.
It's probably not. She's gearing up for the meeting, so she's grabbing her stuff. But yeah, supportforce.ca or supportforce.co is our website. It goes over the tournament we've got going on for Call of Duty. So if you're into that tournament stuff, there's a whole list of stuff there on what's going on, prizes and things like that. So
well, if anybody's interested, the link is in the chat, so make sure you check those guys out. I lost my train of thought.
So I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Before might be out of left field. No. So before you, when you first started out, before you kind of had your support force or your network around you, what did you do to kind of self-motivate and keep yourself going when it didn't really feel like you had many people watching or interacting with you in chat?
So I've actually, one of my biggest influencers has been Slipgator. For anybody who doesn't know who he is, he's a YouTuber. He's not like super big, but he's not small either. He just does a lot of Let's Plays and stuff like that. So seeing the way that he, like watching his videos on YouTube, I felt like he was just, like it was just me and him hanging out. You know what I mean? Like just the way that he interacted with everybody. And I thought that was just so fun that I wanted to do it. And so even if there's, you know, and then Tim the Tap Man, if you watch his early on video about rules for small streamers, he states in there, just talk like everybody's watching. And right. So that's my big motivation is, if you're watching a number for your stream, viewer counts update like every minute or every 30 seconds or right. Whatever it is per platform. So somebody could pop in. If you're just like this, nobody's going to stick around. All right. So just talk like nobody's, you know, like everybody's there, man. Just Yeah. You know, because people are going to pop in, and then all it's just those numbers are going to put you higher and higher on the list. And then eventually, you know, if they're like, man, I jumped in this guy's stream and he was talking about how he punched Godzilla in the face this one time, and they're going to be like, and then those people are going to go, wow, what's going on over there? And they're going to go, you know, into your stream, and you're going to start producing those numbers. And so the motivation that brought it for me was just, I want to connect with people that aren't sitting right here. You know what I mean? I want people to come in and have a good time on those times where they're maybe having a rough day or things just aren't going right. You know, pop in, have a good time, have a laugh. It's worth it. If I can make one person laugh a day, I win. That's it. You know,
excellent, excellent advice. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. Chat, make sure you tag FighterX1 Gaming with any questions you may have. We've got a few more of our own, and then we're going to get into chat questions. So now is the time to make sure you you put those questions in if you have them. So let's talk about obstacles you've had to overcome, you know, while streaming or due to streaming.
All right. So like I've stated many a time, I am not tech savvy. My biggest obstacle is all of this. Okay. I don't know how, I don't understand why when I buy something and I just plug it in, it doesn't work. Why? I bought you to just plug in and work. You should just do whatever it is you're supposed to do and just do it. But, you know, it's not like that. So I've had many a coaching. Our first founder stream for support for us, we did Dauntless because it was cross-platform and it was something we all enjoyed. And 30 minutes prior, we all set up to make sure everything was going good. And it was literally me cussing and about ready to smash my entire setup just because plugging stuff in doesn't just work. And they're trying to talk me down and walk me through it. So that's my biggest obstacle around streaming is just technology in itself. moving to things that streaming has like caused or anything. I have two kids and a wife. Everybody wants dad time. Everybody wants, you know, husband time. You know, we got to have dinner. And I'm like, babe, I gotta do this. Hang on. Give me 2 seconds. And when you're starting out, like now it's my schedule's set. I know what I'm going to do. I'm pretty much well planned out. But when I started, I was like, oh, I need like 45 minutes before you guys right. go somewhere. Right.
Quit and talking to like, me. I'm trying to set stuff up.
Yeah. And now it's just, you know, let it ride. We're good to go now. And if one thing you got to realize, everybody out there that is, you know, either new or smaller is if you're 5 minutes late, be 5 minutes late. Own it.
Right.
Don't, you know what I mean? Don't stress about, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Christ, I've been 15 minutes late before. And I'm like, guys, sorry, I had to put the kids to bed. Deal with it. Because that's it. You know, life is got to come first. 110%. Because if you go into this with a bad attitude because you're trying to rush things, skip the night. Because it's going to show, it's going to reflect, it's going to be off. So just fully utilize the time and be late. It's all right. It's okay. It's your world.
Excellent advice. So how is DLive as far as like hecklers and trolls? Do you have people that like Twitch is kind of toxic, right? And Ninja even said that's part of the reason he left, because his chat would get toxic and he wasn't having fun. So he went over to Mixer. How is DLive as far as toxicity in the chat goes?
So earlier I had stated that Twitch was volatile. That's kind of what I was going for. In the fact that DLive, you don't get a lot of them. What you really actually get a lot of sometimes is, what we used to get was chest pop trolls. So they would come in towards like the end of your stream or right in the middle and they'd be like, pop your chest. I want the Leno, you know, whatever. And then you just, okay, whatever, dude, have fun. And you just, you know, hey, thanks for the view. You know, whatever.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. When I was on Twitch, I got trolled a couple times and it was, I'd never had that happen before. I was like stunned at what people will say on the internet. And I'm like, cause I don't spend a lot of time on the internet, I guess. Maybe I'm just not that guy, but I'm like, oh my God, these people are terrible. And of course this was back when I was like doing mobile streams from my phone. I had no idea what I was doing or anything like that. So it's nice to see that. You know, with DLive that you get a lot less trolls or aggravated comments or anything.
Awesome, awesome. So anything?
Go ahead. I think we need to interrupt because these people want a woo doggy.
Nope. We're gonna wait. We're gonna wait for it. I see okay. it, and we're just gonna wait for it. You don't ever give the people what they want when they want it, right? Like you want them to keep wanting it and keep wanting it. All right, so we see you, chat. Anything you can tell people starting to stream, like what advice would you give to somebody like you, right, who had no knowledge whatsoever about streaming? You're not a tech savvy person, which, you know, I'm the complete opposite. Mad props to you. I can't work on a car other than like change my tires or change my oil, right? Like I know enough to still be able to call myself a man. Like your wife shouldn't be able to do those things that you should, like, but as far as like taking apart a transmission, like no, I'm gonna pay rabble rods for sure. What advice would you give to somebody starting the stream?
Honest advice, just run with it. Just jump in, man, and have fun. Because what's the worst thing that's going to happen is you go back to your day-to-day life. There is no understand that you're not going to go big in the first week, usually, or the first month, or probably the first year. But jump in, dude. Just have fun. If you come to a point where you're not having fun anymore, you've already done it wrong. So jump in right from the get-go. Just, you know, set a schedule that's going to work for you. Be smart about it and just, for lack of a better term, balls to the wall. Play whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Run your channel how you like. It's your world. We're all just passing through.
That's excellent advice. And so, once again, you didn't have a computer when you started, right? You stream from your console. So that's a viable option, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it works. Everybody complains, right? So everybody, I see this all the time, actually. People are like, oh, Twitch on the console is terrible. I never had an issue. And I did it for months. The only issue I had was my cam had a delay until I did whatever I did properly. I Googled it. And it
until I did stuff. And then when I did stuff, the stuff
box,
worked.
The box did witchcraft.
Stuff
worked. Yes, that's TIE Fighter.
I think the Zazaboo's perfect. His personal Google, he calls me.
Perfect.
I think that a lot of people are, when they complain about the console version, they're complaining about mostly the lag that you get when you watch other streamers. Because mobile and console, I think console is kind of ran off the same programming that Twitch mobile is, and the delay between those two and actual on desktop is god awful. Not to mention you actually have to pay more if you like buy biddies or subscribe to somebody off of mobile. Don't do it. Run to your computer real quick and then go back and use your phone again.
Yeah, I heard the Play Store takes some kind of cut, right? Is that the deal now?
The Play Store takes a little bit of a cut, and now Apple is also taking a cut. So it's not that Twitch is charging more. Well, I mean, they are, but it's because everybody else wants their money as well.
Right.
So, speaking of that, so for DLive, do they have a mobile app?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And awesome. What about like subscriptions there? Do you have to
nope.
Same price. Same. Awesome.
Yep.
What does a subscription run on DLive?
238 Lino. I think it's 238.
Which translates to
$3.
$3. Awesome. Okay.
$3. Bang, bang, boom. Like I said, it's $3 because Twitch's is six or whatever because they take 50. So really, or whatever, right? Isn't that how it works or something?
Twitch is $5 and they take half.
Yeah.
But so I mean, that depends on your status as well. Some of the big time people,
right.
They can barter for more percentage than me per se,
right? But that's
bad quality content.
Wait a minute, you're not big time.
That's only because you asked me here, buddy. That's your bad content.
That's why I have so many viewers right now, actually. Let's get into chat questions if you want. And
yeah. 298, by the way. Crown just I saw it.
298. All right. So the first one comes from Symphonic313 in Twitch chat. He says, did you find or start using DLive before or after PewDiePie buzz with the platform?
So this is how far out of the loop Rabble is as a person. I didn't know PewDiePie was on there.
Who's PewDiePie?
Yeah.
No, I know. My next question.
No. I definitely know who he is. There's certain people I know. I did not realize that it was his main plat when I joined. It's just not something. I don't care who the big dogs are. I just want to get there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I can't be worried about what they're doing. I got to worry about what's going on over here.
Fair enough. Yeah, so. What is the one thing you wish all of the streaming platforms did have for streamers that none of them currently have? That came from Almighty Taco Man in Twitch chat as well.
You're probably not going to like my answer.
I love a lot of people all probably. Answers.
I am not a fan of, and this is, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm not a fan of like Restream or any of that. That like, because that it's a lack of commitment.
Shots fired.
Yeah, see, right. So I wish that platforms would, as bad as this is, have some sort of like end all for restreams, right? I'm sorry, guys. I know. I'm sorry, chat. I'm sorry. But if you believe in the platform you're on, back the damn thing. Stop trying to utilize all three plats for whatever you're doing because you're just giving everybody less attention and caring less about each one. Like I made the switch to DLive. I use my Twitch to support people. I don't go on there and say, hey guys, I'm still here. I back my plat. Same way you guys, I hope you guys back your plat. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, for sure.
It's 100% how I feel. Sorry. For everybody.
And I think a lot of people feel that way as well. Like yeah, if you're sure. going to stream, make sure that you believe in what you're streaming to. But I think I honestly believe that Restream is okay in the beginning of your streaming career when you're not sure where you want to stream. So if I wasn't affiliate, if I was starting streaming today, I may use Restream to see where my discoverability was going to be greater.
So with that, if one was bigger, would you abandon all your fans on the other one?
Well, see, I didn't really stream.
No. I'm just saying,
so I found like that when I first started streaming, okay, I used Restream for 3 or 4 streams, and I was streaming to both Mixer and Twitch, and I found that I was getting more follows on Twitch at that time. And so I went all in on Twitch. So it's not like I had thousands of people watching me on Mixer and thousands of people watching me on Twitch. It was really a week long test of where am I going to grow more? And then let's focus on that content.
Okay. So I get what you're saying. So like a small time frame to Restream, I can agree with, I guess. I can agree with that. But an everyday reoccurring, let's do it all the time thing, I'm not in on. You have to shit or get off the pot. Pick a plat, do your research, make it right.
So does DLive have like partnership or affiliates or what's it like over there?
So we have affiliate, verified partner, and then global partner. Those are your stages. So affiliates, 200 followers, and then there's not really a lot of, you know, verify your email and stuff like that. It's not anything crazy. Verified partner, I haven't even began to focus on. I know you have to have like a certain amount of airtime and a certain amount of days and things like that. Kind of like Twitch does, you know, you have to stream a certain amount of days and a certain amount of hours or whatever. And then global partner is another huge step from there. which is essentially your partner on Twitch, right?
Sure.
So, you know, that's like a huge jump to get there. You know, it's a tough ride to get there. Global partners pretty much the same way.
And what are the perks for, what was the first one you said again? I'm sorry. Affiliate?
So you're an affiliate. Yeah.
Okay.
So affiliate's like the same. You can actually get donations and take payouts not being an affiliate. So that's another perk to DLive, is that you don't have to actually be an affiliate to collect any of your Lino or Lemons or anything. You can actually just cash out and call it a day. If you need $100, you know, you just hit them real hard, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anybody that does that, but, you know, whatever sure. you're into, I guess. But affiliate does allow you subscriptions, and it allows you a couple other smaller perks, and then you can get into, the ability to host, which is actually what my push for affiliate is. Subs are, you know, that's great and all, but I just want to be able to host people so bad. So when I finish my stream, that's essentially DLive's rating, is I host, and then you can go to their channel. And I'm a huge, huge fan of that. So
awesome. Yeah. We try to raid after every stream. So I completely agree with that. Let's see. What's the next chat question, Zaz?
The next one was, you work so hard at work and then with your family and with your community. What keeps you going with all of that on your plate? And that's from Panic Code in Twitch chat.
So my friends in real life will tell you I run on three things, and that's nicotine, caffeine, and pure aggression. what really keeps me going at the end of the day is when I jump into community, I'm like, hey, guys, I'm finally out of work. You know, it's been a long 12 hours, and everybody's like, oh, my God, how was it? How was everything? How's, you know, wow. Or when I jump into my streams and people are, hey, man, how's it going? Hope you had a great day. You know, it's just everybody that's out there is what keeps me going. That's it. You know, I come out into a family that supports me 100%, probably more than that, you know, and then I jump online to people that support me and build me up. And, you know, I get the chance to see other people that have built themselves up and help build them and build their career in this whole thing. And that's, you know, it's a whole revolving door of just, you know, awesomeness, really. I mean, why would you not keep going? That's sure. what I'm trying to figure out.
Sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
Definitely.
If you were an animal, what would you be? That was makeup by Marie. Marie.
Makeup by Marina.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
No problem. So this is my favorite question to ask anybody that we bring in as a staff member. if Kayla is still here, which they're probably in their staff meeting by now, but I am a turtle. If I could be any animal, it would be a turtle. Not a sea turtle, though, so I guess a tortoise, because I don't swim. Rabs can't swim. Don't swim. Not into that. But a tortoise, because a tortoise lives forever. It doesn't have, like, a ton of enemies once they get pretty big, and it just lives its life and is super cool and gains experience. And then if
I keep seeing turtles are dumb. What is the story behind that?
So Kayla actually didn't know my answer until we were talking one night after the staff call, and I'm like, well, I'd be a turtle. Or we asked her what animal she'd be, and somebody had said a turtle because Kayla is a Marine, you know, she works with turtles at the beach and saves turtles and stuff. So she's like, well, I wouldn't be a turtle because turtles are dumb. And everyone had already known that I am a turtle. And so now the big joke is that, you know, because I'm not really tech savvy or any of this, is just that.
Oh, well, that's even better. Yeah.
So now it's just this big running joke amongst the staff that well, turtles are dumb. So
and
it's my animal, and they can be dumb if they want.
Is Kayla still part of the staff?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. You know, all our staff is great and everybody gets along. We actually don't remove our staff. So
that's amazing.
They've all been a big help.
All right. So what is the 4MP3D in Twitch chat wants to know, what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything?
Well, Amped, I'm glad you made it in. And
Amped. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, don't worry, buddy. I got you. So the meaning of life and everything else, listen, I live by one thing and one thing only: be awesome. That's it. start to finish. That's the meaning of life. Just be awesome. If you can leave the world better than you were the day before, you're good.
That's the big thing around this channel. It's better than yesterday. Is yeah, do something today that improves who you were yesterday. I mean, and that's the answer.
Yeah.
If everybody could do that, we could change the world, guys. Just be better than yesterday.
Right, you know.
Zaz, next.
So that this, I believe, is our last chat question. This comes from Die Hard M. If you could be any cereal, what would you be?
Any cereal, huh? Well, for lack of a better answer, is killer an option? I mean, that's, or are we talking about food?
Killer cereal?
It's No.
Cereal. No, I got it. Really but.
So, if I had to be a cereal, I'm actually right now, I've been kicking around and I've been eating a ton of it, is the chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. And I'm definitely down on that.
Nice.
They're good for your cholesterol and also taste way better than just grains.
Yeah, I'm a Honey Nut Cheerio fan. But yeah, I gotta check out the peanut butter chocolate. That sounds delicious.
Peanut butter chocolate's where it's at.
All right, everything. So
it doesn't matter what it is.
Let's get another plug for yourself. Where can we find you?
Oh, right here. No, DLive.tv.
I will be on TIE Fighter X1's channel every night from now on.
Yep. No, DLive.tv/RabbleRods. My socials are all the same. So Instagram, it's RabbleRods. Twitter, it's RabbleRods. And if for some ungodly reason you want to follow me on Twitch to stare at nothing except for a screen that says, hey, you can find me at DLive, that's RabbleRods too.
I actually looked on Twitch and it looked like your account was deleted.
Perfect.
Let me double check that.
It should still be there because I'm still following. It probably just looks like nothing at this point.
Oh, you know what?
Yes, no, I knew that was what you were going for.
That was
my bad. It's definitely still there.
I forgot the S.
Yeah, you did that earlier. Yeah. Rabble Rod. Yeah. Like I'm a singular person. Are you kidding me? I'm like three people in one, man.
Me and my other people inside my brain disagree with you. So any last thoughts? Anything you want to close with?
Well, I know the chat's been waiting on it. Are we ready to do this thing?
Not yet. No. Just closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts? Man, you know, I've given advice on just about everything you could ever ask for. Stay awesome. That's it, man. Take a run at life. Don't stop because you're tired. Don't stop because you don't think you can. Just take a run. No reason to give up.
All right.
Christ,
so
if I can balance two kids, a wife, and a job that's 60 hours a week, and this, I think you'd be all right.
Yeah,
excuse me, as your
sure.
shining star.
All right. Everybody wants to see a dad dance and a woo doggy. Give us a show.
So, all right. So on the channel, if a ninja genie comes through, you get the dad dance. So hang on, everybody. Here it comes.
Oh, he's standing up, guys. Very nice.
So,
and then
yeah, you get a little bit of the dad dance.
That was amazing. And then you spun the chair back around like
oh yeah. This may or may not happen on a podcast that we do for Support Force as well. So it's we're used to all this fun stuff.
And then a woo doggy.
All right.
Well, tell us the backstory.
Hey. So the backstory on the woo doggy is this. So if you go on my YouTube channel, which is linked somewhere on one of my socials, there is a video of me getting a car running in my yard, and I am a little intoxicated with a large afro at the time, shirtless.
You're gonna say like a beer helmet.
No, I had like 8 inches of fro up top. Shirtless in jeans. I'm not even sure I'm wearing shoes. And so we fire this thing up with a screwdriver and like a cup of gas, and it's this little like Ford Festiva, and the thing is just blah, 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 and it pans around to where the door has been removed from the driver's side, and I just hang out it, and I'm like, hit him with the what the wee doggy. And the video just cuts to nothing. And it's so it became this thing where every time something exciting happened in the stream, I was like, we're just going to hit him with the wee doggy. And it just now it's evolved into what I'm assuming is probably a meme somewhere at some point, and everybody uses it in the chat, and it's absolutely amazing.
That is amazing. And it's genuine. Like that's the things, like you can force some things, but when it comes, you know, like just out of nowhere, that's what makes things the best.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't script anything except for every stream that I do. They're completely scripted. So,
hey, this the stream, we were reading off a script all night. So, I mean, we were, you weren't, but we definitely were.
We passed him the questions beforehand.
Pulls out a notebook.
Anything else you wanna close with, man?
No, man, this has been a blast. I'm not gonna lie, I was super nervous, which I probably may have not reflected, but
no, you look totally relaxed the whole show, and it's funny is every week we hear that like people are super nervous to be on the show, which is a good thing, right? That means we're doing something good here. And we're growing something that's worth doing. So, I greatly appreciate you being on the show. I'm sure I speak for Zaz as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate being here, and I'm glad I, could entertain everybody that's in the chat and just be super awesome with, hold on, let me see if I can do this. These two.
Do you still have time to do your stream on D Live, or is it time for the prior engagement?
Well, it appears that everybody's still here. So, I mean, realistically, I can probably scoot over there. It sounds like my wife is actually handling our staff call pretty well. So, she does a good job.
All right. So, we're going to post the link one more time. Whenever you're ready, you can end the call. And then when you go live, we will raid over to you.
All right. Sounds like a plan, guys. Much love. We'll see you in just a couple minutes.
Much love, man. I appreciate it again.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
So, Zazaboo, what did you think of our guest tonight, dude?
I really liked him. He's a pretty high-energy guy. I'm excited to go check out his stream.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of fun. We appreciate Rabble Rods being on the show tonight. Next week, we have our resident meme in the Discord, Zyroth. Is joining the show next week. That's going to be on November 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern, same place. You looking forward to that at all?
Me? Absolutely. Yeah, I love Zyroth.
good time. Symphonic said, "Our Lord and Savior."
That's right. All hail
you
Zyroth.
You want to catch chat up on what happened with that?
So, probably what was that? Almost a month ago, Zyroth went to sleep for, I don't know, a couple of hours. And while he was away, we started joking around. We were, you know, just messing around with our nicknames. And Ty and I changed our Discord logos to be some of the bots that Zyroth uses in his personal Discord. And it kind of spun out from there, and eventually we formed a cult, I guess, in the span of a few hours. And we kind of took most of the people in the Discord willingly or unwillingly into the cult. And when Zyroth came back, we genuflected as much as you can via text. And it was a good time. It was one of those funny, weird, spontaneous things that happen.
Yeah.
And it's become its own meme.
So as soon as Rabble goes live, the screen behind us should show that. If you want to get into those kind of shenanigans, you know, we do have that Discord. Stream's starting soon. It looks like he's spinning it up. That's good to see. At least my stuff is working this time. And Zaz is sticking his head through it.
Yeah, I have somebody that wants to say hi to Justin.
Oh.
Hi, Justin. I'll be waiting for you.
Wow. Audience, who do you want to see on the stream, guys? We would love to get some people that you want to see as well. Once again, there's the link. He is live. Make sure you log in with your Twitch account. You should be able to do that pretty easy. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out. Much love to you guys.